This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. We begin with the praise of Allah. We praise Him, we seek His help, and we ask His forgiveness. Whoever Allah Azza wa Jal guides, there is none that can misguide Him. And whoever Allah misguides, there is none that can guide Him. And I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah alone and with no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the slave of Allah and His messenger. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah as He deserves you to have taqwa of Him, and do not die except as Muslims. O mankind, have taqwa of your Lord who created you from a single soul and created from it its mate, and from them both many men and women. And have taqwa of Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights. And indeed Allah is ever watchful over you. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah and speak a word that is true. He will correct your deeds and forgive your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has indeed achieved a great success. To continue, the best speech is the book of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of matters in this religion are the newly invented practices. And all newly invented practices are innovation, and all innovation is misguidance, and all misguidance is in the fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Surah An-Nisa, وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُبِ وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُخْتَالًا فَخُورًا. Worship Allah and don't make any partner with Him, and be good to your parents and to your relatives and to the orphans and to the poor and to the neighbors who are near to you and the neighbors who are far from you and to the one who is accompanying you and the one who is cut off on their travels and the one that your right hands possess. And indeed Allah does not love the one who is boastful. In this ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal began by telling us His rights. That we worship Him alone and we don't make any partner with Him. And then Allah told us a number of people that have rights over us. And in this khutbah today, we want to focus on one particular group of people. They have a big right over us in Islam. And that is our neighbor. Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma zala Jibril yusini bil jari hatta dhanantu annahu sayuwarithuh. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jibril continued to tell me and instruct me about the neighbor until I thought that a person would inherit them. And being bad to your neighbor is something from the time of Jahiliyyah. Ja'far ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu an, he mentioned how the people used to be before Islam. And from the things that he said, وَنَقْطَعُ الْأَرْحَامِ وَنُسِيءُ الْجِوَارِ يَأْكُلُ الْقَوِيُّ مِنَّ الضَّعِيفِ فَكُنَّا عَلَى ذَٰلِكَ حَتَّى بَعَثَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْنَا رَسُولًا مِنَّا. We used to cut off our relatives, and we used to be bad to our neighbors, and the strong would abuse the weak, and we were like that until Allah sent us a messenger from us. And Abdullah ibn Amr radiyallahu anhuma, he narrated the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خير الأصحاب عند الله خيرهم لصاحبه وخير الجيران عند الله خيرهم لجاره. The best companions in the sight of Allah are the one who is best to his companion. And the best neighbors in the sight of Allah is the one who is best to his neighbor. And Al-Miqdad ibn Al-Aswad رضي الله عنه, He narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا تَقُولُونَ فِي الزِّنَا قَالُوا حَرَّمَهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ فَهُوَ حَرَامٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ قَالَ فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لِأَصْحَابِهِ لِأَنْ يَزْنِيَ الرَّجُلُ بِعَشْرَةِ نِسْوَةِ أَيْسَرُ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَنْ يَزْنِ بِامْرَأَةِ جَارِهِ قال فقال ما تقولون في السرقة قالوا حرمه الله ورسوله فهي حرام قال لأن يسرق الرجل من عشرة أبيات أيسر عليه من أن يسرق من جاره. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to his companions one day, what do you say about zina? They said, Allah and His Messenger made it haram, so it's haram until يوم القيامة. He said, for a man to commit zina with 10 women is easier, it's less than for him to commit zina with his neighbor's wife. He said, what do you think about stealing? They said, Allah and His Messenger made stealing haram, so it's haram. He said, for a man to steal from 10 houses is better for him than to steal from his neighbor. And it's less, aysar, it's less in the sight of Allah than for him to steal from his neighbor. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu an, he narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he said, مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلَا يُؤْذِي جَارَهُ. Whoever believes in Allah and the last day, don't let him harm his neighbor. And Abi Hurairah narrated that a man said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ إِنَّ فُلَانَةَ يُذْكَرُ مِنْ كَثْرَةِ صَلَاتِهَا وَصِيَامِهَا وَصَدَقَتِهَا غَيْرَ أَنَّهَا تُؤْذِي جِيرَانَهَا بِلِسَانِهَا قَالَ هِيَ فِي النَّارِ. A man said, there is a woman, she is known because she prays a lot and she gives lots of sadaqah and she fasts a lot, but she hurts her neighbors because she speaks about her neighbors badly. She says bad words to her neighbor. The Prophet ﷺ said, she's in the fire. And similarly, it was mentioned, يُذْكَرُ مِنْ قِلَّةِ صِيَامِهَا وَصَدَقَتِهَا وَصَلَاتِهَا. It was mentioned that there is a woman, she doesn't pray very much, she doesn't fast very much, she doesn't give a lot of charity. وَلَا تُؤْذِي جِيرَانَهَا بِلِسَانِهَا. But she doesn't hurt her neighbors with her tongue. قَالَ هِيَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. He said, she is in paradise. Meaning she does the basic things, but she doesn't do more than that. But she doesn't hurt her neighbors. He said, she's in paradise. And Abi Hurairah narrated from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he said, لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ مَنْ لَا يَأْمَنُ جَارُهُ بَوَائِقَهُ. The person whose neighbor is not safe from their harm, that person is not going to enter Jannah. The person who their neighbor is not safe from their harm. And Anas narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِ بِيَدِهِ لَا يُؤْمِنُ عَبْدٌ حَتَّى يُحِبَّهُ لِجَارِهِ أَوْ قَالَ لِأَخِيهِ مَا يُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِهِ. He narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, By the one whose hand my soul is in, a person doesn't believe until they love for their neighbor what they love for themselves. My brothers in Islam, I mentioned to you in the region of 10 evidences why it is so important to be good to your neighbor. The first thing that I want you to understand now, I want you to understand that the neighbors are of different levels. No doubt, your Muslim neighbor who is your relative is the closest person to you. And they have three rights. They are a Muslim, so they have the right of the Muslims over you. They are your relative, so they have the right of the relative over you. And they are your neighbor, so they have the right of the neighbor over you. But this even includes the non-Muslim neighbor who has only one right over you. They are your neighbor, even if they are not a Muslim. The ahadith don't differentiate, they don't make a difference between the one whose neighbor is a Muslim and the one whose neighbor is not a Muslim. If you harm your non-Muslim neighbor, it is the same hadith applies to you. The same rules apply to you. If you hurt your non-Muslim neighbor or you harm your non-Muslim neighbor. It's just that your Muslim neighbor is even more important. And your relative neighbor is even more important. Who is your relative? Yani your brother or your cousin or your... yani somebody who is related to you. But all of them, they all have a right of a neighbor over you. And Islam gave this a lot of importance. Harming your neighbor is a major reason to be prevented from Jannah. And the next thing that I want to clarify to you and I want to highlight it to you so much is that your neighbor is not only the person who lives next door to you, but also the person you work next to. You are working on one desk and they work on the next desk. And the person you pray next to, the one who you are praying in the saf and they're praying next to you. Today in the Jumu'ah, the one who is sitting next to you in the Jumu'ah khutbah today is one of your neighbors. They have a right over you in Islam. We need to take this right very seriously. Because many times we saw that the people don't take it so seriously. Especially in this time when the right of the neighbor has been lost. And the people, they don't know each other. Maybe they live in the same street. They don't know anybody who lives in the street with them. Or maybe they go to the masjid and they don't know anybody who prays next to them. Or they travel and they don't know the people who are around them. So we lost a lot of the relationships between us. And we lost a lot of the rights that our neighbors have over us. I want you to bear in mind what we said about these ayat and these ahadith when we go into the second part of the khutbah, because we're going to talk in the second part about practically today what you can do to change your behavior towards your neighbor. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه يغفر لكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We begin by praising Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and we ask Allah to send His peace and blessings to exalt the mention and grant peace to our Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was sent as a mercy for all mankind and his family and his companions. My brothers, we've heard the importance of the neighbor in Islam. Allah mentioned the right of the neighbor with his right. The Prophet ﷺ made the neighbor so close that he said, I thought Jibreel is going to say that the neighbor is going to inherit. Being bad to your neighbor was from the time before Islam. The best person in the sight of Allah is the one who is best to their neighbor. Doing something bad to your neighbor is 10 times worse than doing it to someone else. Someone might enter Jannah even though they didn't do many good deeds because they were good to their neighbor. And someone might enter the fire because they did lots of good deeds but they were not good to their neighbor. A person whose neighbor is not safe from them will not enter Jannah. And a person doesn't have proper iman until they love for their neighbor what they love for themselves. These are some of the evidences we mentioned in the first part of the khutbah. So now I want to talk about this practically. And I don't just want to talk about it in terms of your house. For sure, you need to look at yourself. You need to look at yourself, how you behave towards your neighbor. And preventing harm comes first. Because in Islam, preventing harm is more important than bringing benefit. So I'm not even talking about if you are good to your neighbor. I'm talking about not being bad to them. There are many ways that we hurt our neighbors, my brothers in Islam. We hurt them through things that we say. Sometimes we make a lot of noise. or we say bad things about them. Sometimes we hurt our neighbor by the things that we do, like we inconvenience them, or we block their driveway, or we park in their space. This is from the things that could stop a person from going to Jannah. Sometimes we harm our neighbor because we don't respect their privacy. We look into their houses and we stare into their windows and we see what's this person doing and what are they doing and what are they saying. Sometimes we harm our neighbor. And sometimes we harm our neighbor through what we say, what we do. Sometimes we harm our neighbor because we don't look out for them. We don't look out for them. We don't look to make sure they're okay and we don't take care of them. These are just the ways that we harm our neighbor. We didn't even talk about how to be a good neighbor. How to go and look after people and make sure they're okay. And if they're not Muslim, tell them about Islam. Give them some gifts. Send things to their house. Look after them, take care of them and so on. But in the limited time we have, I want to talk about the masjid. And the reason I gave this khutbah today, to be honest, was because of the masjid. In two ways, my brothers. First of all, the masjid had a lot of problems happened because of the way we treat our neighbors. Just today, I had to have a meeting with the council. They came to the masjid, they inspected the masjid. Do you know why they inspected the masjid? Because of the way we treat our neighbors. We park in their space. This street is prohibited parking, all the way along the street, prohibited parking. But we come on Jumu'ah, we park in their space. Now in the next street, we also park in their space as well. So they come back from work, they cannot find anywhere to park. Then when it comes to the rules about gathering and congregating outside, we make noise. We come at Fajr, we shout across the street, "Ya Ahmed!" from the other side of the street. Now the neighbor says, "I can't sleep because of you. You people come at Fajr, you wake me up. My children can't sleep at night because you make noise. You bang the door. You drive your car, you make noise with your car. You drive your, you reverse your car, the beep, beep, beep from your car, it wakes my children at night." Now what do? They go to the council and they complain, not about the parking. They say, "You people are not following the rules." And now the masjid has to have an inspection. Now the masjid has to have, the people are here today from the council. They're going to be outside watching how you coming out, how you going in. All of this, the reason for it is the way we treat our neighbor. So this is an Islamic concept. We have to think about these people across the road. They are not Muslim. As we know, there is no Muslim family living in the street. As we know, to best of our knowledge, there is no Muslim family living in the street. But we have to think about them. We have to think about the noise we make. We have to think about when we're standing outside and disturbing them. We have to think about where we park our car. Not just that, my brothers, we have to think about the people around you. Okay, you don't believe in the mask. You don't want to wear a mask. But you come and you hurt the people next to you. You don't wear a mask. You come outside. You talk to your friend. And then you bring a problem upon everybody. So you have to think about the neighbor who is sitting next to you. Okay, you don't want to wear a mask. That's your problem in your house. Nobody asked you to wear it. But you know in the masjid you have to wear it. Now you have neighbors next to you. You have children next to you. You have adults. You have older people sitting next to you now. They're your neighbor. They have a right over you. You have to decide. How are you going to behave towards your neighbor today? So it's really important. It's not just the house next door, but the person you're standing next to. If you don't start to follow this Islamic principle of being good to your neighbor, the problem is that tomorrow more problems will come. Because whenever you disobey Allah, this brings about problems. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَئِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. When your Lord declared that if you show gratitude to Allah, Allah will give you more. But if you're ungrateful to Allah, the punishment of Allah is very big. Today we came very close, and it's not far away that they can come and close the masjid. And there are some people, wallah, they only come for Jumu'ah. Maybe they can't even reach the masjid without GPS. They don't know where the masjid is. They just come once in a week. And maybe they're going to make a problem that will close the masjid for everybody. So this is about the Islamic rules of being good to your neighbor. Be good to the people around you. Be good to the people when you go outside. Think about the person who lives in the house across the road. When you come at Fajr, don't park your car on the street outside here and make noise for them and make problems for them. When you come at Jumu'ah, don't block the road. Wallah, we saw people, subhanAllah, Muslims, and inshallah, they don't come to this masjid, but we saw people, wallah, they blocked the whole road. I'm not saying they parked the car, they actually blocked the complete road so they could go to the shop. And they put their car, they switch the engine in the middle of the road, they go to the shop. And they are Muslims, yani they are not, they're Muslims from our community. They don't come to the masjid, but still, we have to learn this. We have to learn how to behave like Muslims. So today, the last thing I'm going to say to you is, today I told you we had the inspection from Gateshead Council. They are also coming now to inspect you. They're going to watch how you go out. They're going to watch, are you going from the different entrances? Are you going together? They're going to watch if you're standing together. But I'm not bothered about them watching. Allah is watching you first. Think about that. Think about how you behave to the people around you. Don't go outside and do something that is going to cause the masjid to be closed tomorrow. Because you will be responsible for it, Yawm al-Qiyamah. You will have to stand in front of Allah. So when we leave the masjid today, we're going to have to leave very slowly and very ordered. I'm sorry if you have work or you're busy, but you're going to have to stay where you are until we take you out slowly. Otherwise, the problem is you're going to make a problem for your neighbor, you're going to make a problem for your Muslim brother, and you're going to make a problem for the masjid. So I normally don't talk about this stuff on the minbar, but today is very important. We have to follow all the rules today, and from now we have to follow it. Otherwise, tomorrow you might come for Jumu'ah and the masjid is closed. So think about it. Behave well towards your neighbors. Think about the brothers who are with you. Think about the people outside. And inshallah, we try to leave the masjid today in a very careful, slow, organized way, so that inshallah the masjid can stay open for everybody, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. This is what Allah Azza wa Jal made easy for me to mention. ثم صلوا وسلموا رعاكم الله على محمد بن عبد الله كما أمركم بذلك ربكم فقال قولا كريما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير والموت راحة لنا من كل شر اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه وآلائه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقيموا الصلاة